You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now we're talking about this note we got from listener Sarah. She said, what can I make for a holiday dinner? I need several pescatarian, lactose intolerant, and gluten-free meals for people staying at my house. And then she texted back in and said, oh, add soy to that. So that takes care of the tofurkey, because tofu is soy, right? So, that's now out. The text line is just blowing up.
Somebody just bottom lined it. Oh, where'd it go? It was funny because she was talking about how you said no salad ever at Thanksgiving and da da da. Yeah. The comment was, put salad back on the menu.
Yeah.
It's like the one thing everybody can eat then.
Right.
The veggies.
I wrote back and I said, tell us your first name. Turns out to be Keith. And he's saying, yeah, put it back on the menu, even though you and I say that salad should not be served.
My mom brings a 7-layer salad every year, and it's disgusting. Oh, God, it's so gross.
Yeah, and Keith adds, anyone who complains gets salad.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that truly is like one thing that they probably can all eat. Just have some lettuce. Best Thanksgiving ever.
Some of these I'm a little hesitant to read because I know how people get offended by certain things.
Yeah, a lot of suggestions, a lot of cookbooks to go out and look at.
I saw that. A ton of cookbook suggestions.
My mom is keto. She makes all the pies so she can enjoy her favorite part, and that's from Candace in Denver. I'm just here for the pie. Perfect. Fine.
Okay, so Barb says food allergies, not a choice. All the Tarians, that is your choice. So you can bring your own food.
Well, that's a good point. That is a good point.
Right.
It really is true. You don't get to choose
what you're allergic to, but you do choose if
you
want
to eat.
For instance, pescatarian, that's a choice. And so therefore, why you can't. And the thing is, listen. The people I know who are vegan, pescatarian, vegetarian, very few of them are demanding of other people. The vast majority know what it's like to live that lifestyle, and they just expect to either eat beforehand or bring something with them. There are very few people that are Aryans, you know, vegetarian, pescatarian, whatever. There are very few of them who get all butt hurt when people don't bend over backwards to provide food for them.
Yeah.
So it could be that Sarah might be over-worrying about this because people who are that way, that's just their whole life is having to avoid stuff.
So I say she can reach out to them and just say, bring what you want, you know, bring what you need. I don't understand your diet. I don't know how to cook for you. Just bring what you need. It's going to be simple. Just have a conversation. Thank you for all the texts on plant-based butter as well, everybody. That's very kind of you.
Listen, in my house.
Thank you so much.
In my house, we now don't really. You remember what Samuel L. Jackson said in Pulp Fiction? You know, my girlfriend's a vegetarian. That pretty much makes me a vegetarian. So Gretchen, you know, has gone down a path of a whole bunch of, you know, holistic stuff and natural foods and stuff like that. So now, Jeremy, we don't really so much have butter in our house as we have ghee. So you put ghee on things.
I wouldn't have that just so I didn't have to say that. Oh, we're out of ghee again. Can you, Alexa, put ghee on the list, the shopping list?
And I've got to be honest, I've been eating it, and I'm not even sure what it is. Here, let me look at the definition. It's a type of clarified butter originating from the Indian subcontinent. It's used for cooking.
Does it taste good, or did they name it after the sound you make when you taste it? Ghee.
It's
fine.
Rarely does anyone just take a spoonful of butter and eat it. So you're usually using it for cooking, for, you know, putting on like toast or something like that. And so it's kind of it's like a butter substitute in some households, including mine.
Hey,
although, don't tell Gretchen, I do have squirreled away somewhere a thing of Land O'Lakes.
Oh, do you? So, hidden way in the back of the fridge.
It's hidden away. I almost have to put it in a, you know, a camouflage type of
You
container.
Scoop it into a different container. Yeah. Into a container of ghee.
You guys have made our day with all your text messages. Here's the thing. Yeah, somebody just wrote in, ghee has the dairy removed. Right, yeah, there's no...
Okay.
Because we're trying to go... We're cutting way, way, way back on dairy. So...
Well, I'll take yours. Somebody wrote in and says, what is a seven-layer salad? Oh, do a quick Google search on it.
Google search.
The worst part about it is there's a lot of peas in it. It's like got this weird mayonnaise-y cream sauce, and then it's various layers. It looks like layered nachos, but one of the layers is peas in it.
You need to shove your mom down.
And it's squishy. It is squishy.
Next time she comes over with that, just shove her to the
floor. I've told her for years, I was like, please stop making the seven-layer salad. It is the nastiest thing. But, Dom, it's a Thanksgiving tradition.
I know. You and your family and your routines and traditions. You guys won't change anything for nobody.
Let's stir some mayonnaise into a big old bowl with some peas.
We will tell you right now.
Yuck.
We will not be able to reply to every text on this because there's well over 200 and something new text messages. So
thanks for the recommendation.
Just know that we appreciate
though.
It. And we love you. And Sarah, good luck. Sarah wrote back and said she's loving all of the suggestions. So
very
she's
good.
Very happy, and she'll figure something out.